Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment of the X Spaces simulcast. We'll continue on Spaces for a little bit with the whistleblower coming up, but we're going to end the live comments here in a moment. I wish we'd go longer, but we'll do more and more of this. We appreciate everybody with a lot of amazing speakers here. Chase, let's try in the 4.5 minutes we have in the short segment to jam in a couple more speakers.
Okay, let's go straight to Investigate Earth. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Chase. I've been following you guys for a while. Thank you for having me. I'm Chad with Investigators Podcast. We have, so wife and I podcast, we've been exposing the globalists and corruption and deep state for about 7 years. Now, I'm a Christian. My wife grew up and has always been in a Jewish family. And so when you expose the globalists and you start trying to figure out, like, who is really pushing for the New World Order, and you start thinking about this anti-Semitism bill to where they say they're pretty much criminalizing your ability to ask questions about who owns a lot of mainstream media, all these massive companies we're talking about. Alex, how do you feel like it equates to you that, say, Facebook and YouTube, Disney, all the massive companies that do a lot to censor conservatives and it seems like destroy America, how do you kind of play that into a lot of these people are from Jewish heritage or part of the Jewish community? And that's something me and my wife have struggled with, but now she's kind of starting to ask those questions as well. How do you see that playing into everything?
Well, look, I mean, the people running this intend to make it, you know, at many levels be Jewish because they want to be attacked to make them all go to Israel and to have the clashes. So you understand it's a self-inflicted wound, not by the average Jew, but by some of the Jews that are, you know, in there. I mean, Israel stood down. Biden sent money to Iran. Iran funded the attack. They're all in on it. And so people go, well, how dare you say the CIA? Because I interviewed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was the head judge advocate general at the time, Moore. Admiral Moore, before he died, 5 or 6 times. People can probably find him. And he was on the phone with LBJ, with the captain of the aircraft carrier, folks, is what he said. And I've interviewed, not just him, interviewed other admirals, Admiral Moore, who were there and heard it. LBJ was involved to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt. That doesn't say Israel isn't guilty at the same level. Our government was an accomplishment. And the Nazis go, no, the U.S. government didn't know. You're covering up for the Jews. No, it was a U.S. government Israeli false flag. I interviewed the admirals, like 4 or 5 of them. I mean, I've been on the air 30 years, folks. You know, I mean, I've done it. And so that's what I'm getting at, is there, it's all MI6, Mossad, CIA. People go, the Nazis go, why are you saying Jeffrey Epstein was CIA and MI6 and Mossad covering up? No, he was in all three groups, because at the top, it's all the same thing. I'm just calling it what it is. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. And anti-Semitism, though, I think the biggest worry here is obviously, you know, if you're a Christian, that is a huge worry for that. I mean,
no, it says if you say the Jews were involved in killing Christ in any way, you go to prison.
Yeah, and if you know the Bible, they did essentially.
They're already arresting preachers in Canada for 5 years for reading out of the New Testament.
Yeah, it's nuts. Do you see the anti-Semitism bill going through and how?
Oh yeah, it's going to pass the Senate by 80 votes.
Wow.
But I mean, good luck implementing it. Again, they're doing all this they're going to stage false flags against blacks, Jews, Hispanics, migrants, and right wingers. And they're going to cause a civil war that's synthetic. And it's here. So people better get their minds around this and realize the average Palestinian's not bad, the average Jew's not bad, the average Catholic's not bad, but the Pope's bad, and most of the Protestant leaders are you know, political Zionists, Christian Zionists. I mean, it's all set up. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I do appreciate your take on that. It's just, it's weird. I just want to say we hope you keep doing your thing. I know you've been coming under tons of scrutiny and hell, really, for the past few years. And there's a lot of people look up to you, and you're definitely an inspiration of why we started 7 years ago. And they're going to keep doing it as long as they let us anyway. So I appreciate it.
Or as long as we keep pushing, yeah. I'll give an update next week on where InfoWars is and explain it all. Chase, great job. Appreciate you. Appreciate the X-Spaces. You know, I know we can't post on Real Alex Jones until this is dead. So maybe run like the first segment with the guests and then kill it. People can find everything at Real Alex Jones on X or InfoWars.com/show or stations across the country. The Civil War has already begun. We're trying to expose who's behind it.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Deception. It's Alex Jones.
The ones that actually took the shots. What did you see there?
Massive. I didn't know it was possible for a human to die so horrifically and so quickly before they rolled out the mRNA injections. It was insane. I've never seen anything like that. Patient, the worst of them were the ones, they called it sepsis, but it was like instant multi-organ failure. Like within hours, patients would die of liver, lung, kidney, all at once failure, respiratory failure. It was like their, some of the records, the emergency crew that found them, it's like their body tried to reject everything, and some of these cases, like their family would be there 30 minutes before, and then within an hour, they're dead. And then there were patients coming in with seizures like I've never seen before. We couldn't control some of them. Days, patients would be seizing, and no medications would stop it. And eventually, they kind of had to be put down. They called it encephalitis or encephalopathy. And then later on, they even the coding information organization, AHIMA, admitted COVID-19-associated encephalitis. There were blood clots, strokes. The clots were insane. Never seen clots like that before. Even the interventional radiologists that were going in with, you know, they have angiopathies and, you know, different scopes where they can do, like, heart interventions and put stents in, like, a carotid artery if you have a stroke going to your brain. They normally it's rare to have more than one stent go in. And they were documenting, you know, multiple locations all at once. They had heart attack cases that were like that, where they, you know, they needed massive amounts of stents that they never needed before. There were people in their 20s that had been hiking that were totally healthy, had been running marathons, that suddenly needed a leg amputated because they had a massive blood clot going from their hip all the way down to their leg, and it couldn't be saved. So that happened. There were some cases of overnight spinal gangrene, which I've never seen before. And you can't amputate, you know, the spine when it goes gangrenous. Normally they cut out tissue that's dying like that, so it prevents further infection. And they didn't know what to do. The only thing they could do was, you know, do a basically replace the that part of your spine with an implant. That's the best they could do. Yeah, it was really intense. And I didn't question the vaccines as much as I should have. I started to about the flu shot way back in 2004. But with the pressure to get the COVID-19 shot, I started looking into what it could do. And I knew I didn't want anything to do with this experimental mRNA thing. And when I started looking into the experts that were saying, well, this is what this potential vaccine could do, this is what the research says, I was looking at the vaccine trials and what was happening to those patients and the Guillain-Barré that was happening and the strokes that were happening. And so I kind of knew to look for that when the vaccine came out. And the doctors were, you know, baffled. They weren't connecting the dots. But to me, knowing what the potential causes for potential symptoms of a vaccine injury could be, we 100% had all the things that I just described. But doctors would never tell you that. They would just say it's a stroke, it's a heart attack, it's a blood clot, and they would never connect the two.
Is there anything that would make you take a vaccination of any kind ever again?
They would have to kill me. Nothing. Nothing would make me take it.
This happens sometime with the miracle of technology. Her internet's down, up and down. We're going to get her book for another day. That was out of a larger documentary where she said who she was. She's accredited. She was a coding nurse. And that's the person that took the air traffic controller in a hospital so they get to see the real numbers. People compartmentalize. It's anecdotal. Nurses see record blood clots and death and people having liquefied organs that have taken shots. But she was in a hospital getting to see it all in live time. So we're going to get her on again soon. We're still live on Spaces. The discussion of martial law. That is to be, basically preceded by what they call a civil war that itself is really just synthetic unrest. Chase Geiser is going to come back in. I left the Spaces live, and we're just going to continue with your comments and your questions because Zoe Smith, we're unable to connect with her. We're going to work that out and do that another day. I put that short clip out last week. Got millions of views. It already gotten millions of views. And I put out the shorter clip. It was like, oh, that's not a real coder. That's not a real thing. It's in the actuaries. It's in the insurance companies. It's in the studies. I have a giant stack of FDA admissions now of heart attacks and myocarditis and record death and population numbers going down and longevity going down, how long people live going down. I mean, this has happened. But she's an amazing person. Can't wait to get her on when that is the time. And again, as soon as Chase gets in here, I will... go back to your calls, back to your Spaces speakers. It's not really a call. Your digital interface with us here on air today. But what I'm going to do right now is air a very special report that was done a few days ago, but now we've got it, with Dr. Kirk Elliott. That'll give us plenty of time to settle in, and everybody holding will be able to talk to us, and I just can't wait to talk to all of you. I've asked the crew to post this a few hours ago. Let me see if it's there. I'm going to go to Real Alex Jones on X. Just want to make sure it's there before I tell you all this. And let me see. Nope, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. So it was not posted. Let me take a wild card guess. It ain't in the computer, which is great. I love it. It's fun. It's cool. I walk around and give orders because I just like to hear my voice. You know what I mean? Here's a really, really important report on the guy that predicted the regional bank closures that are now happening months ago on the show. I'm telling you what's coming next. Here it is.
There's bank failures, Alex, that are happening that we predicted. You know, I've been predicting it ever since Silicon Valley that there was going to be bank failures 2.0 that came. But I'm going to explain why and why there's going to be more coming, because the FDIC is running out of money and the
Schiff said it's already started, but they're covering it over right now.
Yeah, I believe that that's the case. I mean, there's already three banks that supposedly went under that nobody heard about over the weekend. We heard about the one big one in Philly. So we're going to go over why and how detrimental this is to FDIC and everybody's bank account. So you really can't leave because this is a huge, important story.
You've been coming on for now 5 months, and I was covering your stuff years ago, but for 5 months, you've hammered bank runs, regional bank runs. And now there were three of them this weekend, almost no coverage. CNN covered one. FDIC says Republic First Bank is closed by Pennsylvania regulators. So it's exactly what you predicted. Regional banks, it's now begun.
Because if you invest into normal traditional asset classes, when the world falls apart, when banks are failing, when banks are running out of money, why do banks run out of money? Because simply put, they have more withdrawals than they have deposits. That's why banks fail. It's not rocket science.
And there's no doubt we're to that point. The bubble's collapsing.
Mm-hmm. But if there's an economic crisis that's bad enough, people will give up a lot of stuff. This is what's happening. We've got bank failures. We've got wars. We've got rumors of wars. We saw bank failure 1.0. It was Silicon Valley, Credit Suisse, First Republic, Silvergate Bank. I mean, all of those.
That was just a tremor before the bank failure.
Yes, I think bank failures 2.0 is coming. I mean, just last week, the CEO of Citigroup, you know, the second, third largest bank in North America, said we're laying off 10% of our workforce. So the CEO of Citigroup last week basically said we're laying off 10% of our workforce. That's over 20,000 people. Well, why would a bank in a high interest rate environment, you think, oh, they're more profitable. They're making so much money. No, they are not. Because when most of America is living hand to
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
A recession is when somebody loses their job. A depression is when you lose your own, right? They get scared. They say, man, if that bank failed, the perception is that bank might be bigger than mine. What if my hard-earned assets go away? What if my retirement goes away? What if my emergency fund goes away? And they start to pull it out, and banks don't have
it. And meanwhile, Trump gets reelected. The Democrats activate Black Lives Matter and Antifa and burn the country down, which they promised to do.
So bank failures. This is where, after Silicon Valley Bank, here's where there's even more theft. We talk about Russian theft, but there's theft of USS. So after Silicon Valley Bank went down, there's this huge gaping wound in the banking industry that banks were undercapitalized, running out of money, and they came up with a basically an emergency funding package called Bank Temp Funding Program, which was injecting money into the system. And people were applauding the Fed and cheering and saying, great job, Fed. You stopped the bank runs. And there was only 5 of them that went under. All they did was put a Band-Aid on this gaping wound, and they never healed the wound. So now March 11th, they took that Band-Aid off. The wound is still there because that emergency funding plan expired. It's sunset. So we've talked about this. The next bank that fails is not going to be bailed out before it goes into FDIC receivership. There's going to be no emergency funding. Just so happens, it just happened, right? So the first one didn't get any emergency funding. The Republic Bank in Philly, well, they went under. So let's look at this. Prior to Silicon Valley Bank, the FDIC had about 1.7-something% of their assets to cover all the deposits in America. Only 1.7% of all deposits were covered by FDIC. After those first 5 banks failed in Silicon Valley Bank days, it went down to 0.74. So the Fed only has, or the FDIC has less than 1% of all deposits in America covered. In fact, 0.74. So now you fast forward to today, a year later, almost exactly a year later, and this bank goes under. Well, it cost the FDIC $667 million. Yeah, but when you look in these numbers, it gets creepy because they have $6 billion in assets, $4 billion in deposits. So $667 was what FDIC had to cover. That reflects everybody that had $250,000 or less in their bank accounts. Well, they had $4 billion in deposits. So there's $3.3 billion that were over $250,000 banished. It's not coming back, Alex. Those people aren't going to get it because FDIC doesn't cover anything over $250,000. There's no loan package, emergency funding anymore from the Fed to take
care
of it.
And this is key. So, this is what you hammered 5 months ago on my show. You said they're out of emergency funding. And so they're trying now to just hide these stories. Whoa. So you predicted what was coming. What comes next?
The FDIC runs out of money.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. But I'm just looking at all of you wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right, and I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watcher on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. We got a little cattywampus there because I have this incredible whistleblower, Zoe Smith, who will join us soon. She had internet outages, big problems. Hey, it's a miracle we talk to people anywhere in the world. So that happens sometimes. But then I wanted to continue the spaces at a... not really a feeling, just when people continue to listen. I appreciate him holding the last 20 minutes while we fixed all that and figured out what was happening. That was really important information with Nutter Kirk Elliott as well there. So we're talking about civil war. They're defunded the police. They've got crime going everywhere. It's not just here. It's in Europe. The UN, the WF says they're going to use crises to bring this in. But the grassroots, it's really a real clash between Palestinians and Jews and right-wingers. But at the top, it's being manipulated towards a larger end game. Who's up next?
All right, let's go straight into, let's try Dave the Meme Smith again. Maybe, Dave, you have a better connection this time?
Oh, yeah. Can you guys hear me?
All right, we lost it again.
Yeah, that's not him. When this stuff happens, it happens. They admitted, like I said earlier, the board is going out.
Okay, we're having technical.
So we're having technical difficulties so that when I lose audio, we're not on air. But now we are. Go back to him.
All right, Dave.
Well, I just did it again.
Hear me?
Yeah, I see Dave is speaking, but we can't hear you yet. Hold on. There we go.
Yeah, he's live, but we can't hear him. Well, let's just stop right here. We're going to probably just end the broadcast at this point. It's okay. We're going to spend some time. We're going to work on the equipment. We're going to find out what's going on. This happens. It's a complex system. Simulcast on radio, TV, the internet. We're simulcasting on X right now. And, you know, the guests can't make it, and we can't make it, and people can't make it, and this can't make it, and the video can't get on the list. I get it. It's all right. We're going to get refocused. And don't worry. When the power goes off, it's martial law, nuclear war. You could just die and bleed out with your teeth falling out during the radiation. So that's going to be the good part. All right? I can promise you, you're going to really enjoy dying with your family. All right? All right, good. That's the best part of it. I mean, I'm being a little dark there because it's just the nature of all of this, and it gets extremely frustrating. How when it rains, it pours. And you know how these things work and how these things operate. Chase, we're going to go to break here in a minute. I'm going to decide whether we're going to end the show or not. Regardless, God knows who's hosting the fourth hour here. Let's just go ahead and take a look. We'll probably talk about the Hunter Biden laptop or something coming up. Jay Dyer actually won't be doing that. Jay Dyer will be talking about the New World Order, their actual documents, their battle plans, how they operate, how to stop them. He's an amazing guest host every Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central. And then Owen Schroyer comes up at 3 p.m. Central as well. Chase Geiser, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you, Alex. And I feel very privileged to have a front row seat to the show.
Yeah, it's quite the show, I tell you.
I don't think the audience realizes how loud you are in here.
They don't realize how loud I am?
Yeah, because, you know, it's compressed on radio. Everything's the same volume.
How loud am I?
Like, oh, you yell, man. The whole room shakes.
I'm not that loud. You know how loud I can really be?
I don't know if I'm
worth it. I'm louder than any drill sergeant
You got a war cry in you?
Oh, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to mess my voice up. That's why it's like that. No, I can be really, really loud.
I believe it.
So, yeah. I've had my kids yell at me before.
Your kids yelled at you?
Yeah, you know, I never even have to spank them, but I just yell at them.
Right.
And they don't like it.
Oh, man.
You want to yell at you?
Yeah, do it.
You're kind of asking for it right now.
Do it. Yell at me.
You know, yells like that come out naturally, but I'll give you 10%. How about that?
All right.
You want to hear 10%? Chase Geiser, get up on your ass and kill that son of a bitch! Do it right now! Do you hear what I'm telling you? Do you hear me? Burning too good for you. Killing too good for you. You should be torn into little bitty pieces and buried alive! It's about half.
That's pretty good.
Yell at me now. Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not. No. It's like asking.
No, yell at me. Go ahead. Let's see how loud you can yell.
Oh, I don't know. I can't do it, man. I can't.
Yes, you can.
I have to
sing some opera.
I have to lose.
La, 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 la.
I
love
the right that covers me black as a fit from pole to pole. I take whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul.
We're throwing such the equipment breaking. Hey, where's the nuclear bomb? fall. It's going to get really...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time that are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, and it's not the crew's fault. We've had technical difficulties. We have, like, prosumer gear. Did I say that studio's probably got, like, $300,000 of equipment in it? And if you get the super professional, it breaks even less, but it's like $2 million. We don't have that. And what's weird is sometimes it breaks. Not very often, but when it starts breaking, a bunch of stuff breaks. And so we got to where we couldn't hear you over our systems, but everybody could hear you. So thank God we'll just turn the phone on with Spaces. It's a little bit delayed, and about a half second, and then we'll be able to jury-rig this with Chase Geiser here and hear you guys regardless. So I apologize. It's like her internet went down, her last guest, whistleblower, and then I knew I started losing audio, and then so it's okay. This stuff happens. They'll reboot the system after the show. It'll be great. People love, you know, train wrecks anyways. It's fine. So, Chase, now we'll go to the people who've been holding patiently. Go ahead.
All right, let's try Dave the Mean Smith one more time. Dave, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Dave the Mean Smith.
Looks like he walked away. Let's try Lumi Casanova.
No, he's here.
Dave's here. Okay, go ahead.
And now it's working to us. We don't need the audio yet. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, so actually I left a comment about it when you guys said that you couldn't hear me, but just wanted to say that you mentioned cults before, and yeah, it's true. It's like there's a lot of cults going on. I won't get into naming all of them, but hating them is probably one of the worst things you can do for these cult members. It's only going to further convince them that they're right and you're wrong and that they need to get deeper into the cult. The best thing you can do is probably just show them the love and the compassion that they'll receive outside of that cult. And actually, there's a lot of people did a lot of private research on it with like Scientology and stuff. And yeah, if you just read up on the struggles that families have had with that and trying to get their family members out, that'll all be very helpful stuff, because these cults, they only keep the division going and they multiply it and they make it worse. And that's
what do you think of the overall topic of, are we already in the Civil War? Are they starting a Civil War? And if so, how do we stop it?
Honestly, I think we're in a world war.
No, I agree, but it's asymmetrical, fifth generational, so it's not just the main war, it's the war against the people to collapse society and bring in the new digital currency.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Anything else?
Oh, no, that's everything. Just had to get that point out there. I hate seeing all this division out there, and people need to start learning how to love each other again.
Great point. What did the New World Order, what else could it do? What do we expect them to do? I mean, this is it.
I expect them to get us fighting, not just mentally, but physically, too. They want us hurting each other. That's only going to help the depopulation agenda if we start all killing each other.
Dave the Meme Smith, thank you so much. We're already cutting off the farms and fertilizer. I mean, that's what's irrevocable, folks. They've already cut off more than 30% of the fertilizer. They're already shut down farms all over the world. I mean, it's going down, Chase.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the crazy thing is they've perpetuated this problem, and now they have to resort to living in a vault. I've been watching Fallout with my wife, and it's a dystopian, futuristic show about everybody having to live in vaults because of massive nuclear war, and there's people that live on the surface, and they're all mutated. But why would you support policies and philosophies that would corner you into having to live in a bunker?
Because it gives them short-term power.
Yeah.
Who's up next?
All right, so let's go next to Lumi Casanova. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say.
Yeah, thank you for having me on again. Real quick, I just wanted to point out with the paid protesters, which are career protesters, which are receiving money from various individuals and entities, and also the January 6th paid FBI agents and other agents who are there to be provocateurs, right? It's interesting because under two different laws, you have racketeering, right? The first law to protect Americans from such things and such various other crimes. And we also have the Hatch Act. And the Hatch Act is really important because it stops government agencies having a political vendetta. For instance, we just found out the extent of the Trump spying, right? Which was no surprise. I mean, this is no surprise what they would do. But now it's going to become really important for people who understand the law, who are close to Trump and other people like you, Alex, to use the Hatch Act to go against these individuals who are basically have an agenda against you. And that's one of the most important things, because you can find compensation that way, not legal advice. And also with racketeering as well, it will highlight and expose the full NGO scheme and all the other little entities, because you follow the money uphill. So that was my point, and I hope that comes to a more peaceful resolution than all-out war, is to beat them maybe in the courts, which we all know are potentially rigged as well, but at least we must try, you know?
Well, that's right. And I made the point earlier, overhead shot. It says, October 7th victims sue group behind campus protests alleging they are a propaganda arm of Hamas. Well, Hamas is funding it, but the U.S. government is funding Hamas. U.S. government is funding Israel. Israel stood down to kill a story, COVID. They create the news story. And I kept saying, they're going to want war. I said it like 150 times, probably 300 times. We're going to get the archivists to grab that in 2020, 2021, 2022. I said, watch, they're going to launch big wars as a distraction rather than just hit us with the new war that's the COVID poison shot. So it's here. Great point, sir. Thank you so much. Who's up? Jess, you want to comment before we go there?
No, I want to go straight to this speaker. Let's go to Escobar Jr. Escobar Jr., come on in.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Alex, I'm blessed. Let me tell you something, okay? A lot of people think that there's like, I come from a different background. I come from Colombia. My father was Pablo Escobar. So I have a different mentality in what's going on in this country and in this world, but mostly in this country. I'm personally persecuted. Dudes got no balls. They're a bunch of pussies, and they want to use these powers that they have obtained to manipulate and to scare Trump supporters. You destroy them. Some speaker before, and I am not sorry for how I speak. This is how I speak, and everybody knows that. Everybody knows that these demons are trying to destroy, you know, and the problem is that nobody did nothing. Nobody did nothing when the first drag queens were coming in, you know, and saying enough is enough.
Escobar Jr., hold on. Listen, and I know you got a big following, your Escobar's son, all that. We're on 300 radio stations. We can delay you a few times, but after that we get fined. I know that's the wrong law. Try to just give us a cuss word every 10 seconds, not every five, or we're going to get shut down. I know that's BS, but getting into your father and getting into your perspective on how this whole system went, where do you think this is going and how do you think we stop it?
Okay, Alex, I'm really good friends with Liz Churchill, and I know you speak very fond of her, and I apologize for the curse, but it was just that I'm constantly persecuted by these people.
Oh, listen, I don't care either. I don't care. The FCC, look, Obama, and they can all cuss on TV. They don't get in trouble. We do. So it's just they use it against us. Go ahead. No apology needed. Just go ahead.
Let me explain to you. So
we lost him again.
Has been tweeted.
Hold on, Escobar.
No, he's back. Go ahead, Escobar Jr.
Everything that Trump has been talking about, even if you check on my time.
All right, well, we're going to wait for you to come back.
What?
Put him on hold.
No, I'm right here.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I'm right here. I haven't left. So, look, let me tell you something. Everything that Trump has been talking about, and I'm talking about like even the minion voting machines, right? Everything has that he said. Remember, he was there was a post that he made on his Twitter page that said, be careful from the Romney votes switching to Obama. And the reason I mention this is because my uncle Roberto Escobar, right? Roberto Escobar was offered the Dominion voting machines in Venezuela by Hugo Chavez himself in case he wanted to be president. My uncle was already out of the deep state because my father had already been murdered. So everything that Trump has been talking about, like, oh, be careful from a Romney vote switching to Obama, my family already knew that these people, you know what I'm saying, were placing presidents around the globe, not only presidents, politicians, district attorneys, anything you want. They were using these machines to, you know what I'm saying, place all these people to have the New World Order has been in.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
FBI, I went up to these dudes and I met them and they can't do nothing. They and look, I held myself, I'm cursing. But it's like the one, once you start using their own tactics against them, it's like me. They're trying to intimidate me. And it's funny because I used to sit down in the table and I see hitmen. My father's main hitman, Popeye. I have a video of him before he passed on my timeline. He used to come and drop all his guns in front of my father and say, hey, you know what I'm saying? We just murdered all these people you wanted us. Well, who's next? So the FBI using these tactics on me? Do you really think they're going to scare me when I come from that background? So that they found somebody that they cannot bully. And now I've been like, you know what I'm saying, on X and even in real life, I've been in like organizing a team of army of people like General Flynn. I'm good friends with Larry Logan, you know what I'm saying, Liz Churchill. People, and it's crazy.
Well, Escobar Jr., let me expand on that. That's what I warn the system of. When we see these videos, the CIA and the FBI against me and Trump, they're the, and I'm not wanting to fight. I want them to stop. They're the biggest wimps. They are starting a war they can't win, and the whole world's waking up and turning against them, and they keep indicting Trump. It only makes them get more popular, just like your dad. Don't they see what's happening?
But yes, but let me tell you something. These people, just like, remember when Soros left all those sticks and like the stones and all that in the street for the summer of love?
Yeah.
Now, all these people that were allowed inside, what do you think is going to happen if they leave guns and automatic rifles and stuff like that in the streets? There's going to be, but before any of that happens, this is why I tell people not to get them worried. I tell people to watch the greatest show on earth. It's on Rumble. And on that movie, it explains how under military, under the war manual and executive orders, Donald Trump is still, and this is very important, he's still commander-in-chief. He does not travel like an ex-president. He is commander-in-chief, and he had to allow the world, and this is why the deep state is mad, because now the secrets are exposed. Michael Obama is a man, or, you know, Obama is a homo, you know what I'm saying? They want to sexualize children. This was their whole agenda. Now they're looking like ridicules. Around here in Alpine, New Jersey, I go around, and I'm like, hey, Michelle Obama's a man. Michelle, why do you think they arrested me 2 days ago? Because they never had a person in their face making fun of them. The FBI, all the, they cannot touch me. They can't. So the more of us that get together, I'm going to the rally in Wildwood, New Jersey, May 11th. Alex, you should go. Like, I'm telling you, this is going to be crazy. And I would love to be on your show, but let's get Liz as well, too, because Liz Churchill is a person that I honestly feel that she deserves to be even more out there, because
she
knows.
Yeah, she's a great lady. So in closing, look, it's true. They stole the election from Trump. The military, the police, everywhere he goes, in Florida, New York, anywhere, everybody loves him. Biden has to hide. Everybody hates him. You know, anywhere that Democrats go, they get chased by mobs of angry people. They've got to know they've lost, but I don't see them giving up. How do you see this ending?
I see this ending this year, because they're going, just like General Flynn said recently on the Jack Posobiec podcast, that they're going to try to loot emergency, you know, situation, and something's going to happen before the election. That's when they're going to try to use all their army foot soldiers that they allowed them through the border to attack civilians and all that. But before any of that happens, that's when Trump already is going. This is why he already went in. If you remember a few rallies ago, he said, if you think we're not going to deport all these people, and you're bugging out, like, we're going to send them back home. All the good military that Biden thinks is on their side, it's not. So all these people, all these foot soldiers won't do a damn thing. And you're going to see it. They're not going to do nothing. The way I think it plays out is that everybody will get arrested that was supposed to be FBI.
And no, I tend to agree with you. Soros, the globalists are going to trigger a civil war, and then it's going to be their undoing. I said that 2 hours ago. I think that's what's happening.
It's not. I honestly believe that God is way too bigger, and I know you speak on your emotions because you love this country. But remember, God is bigger than any of this, and I know for a fact that God is in control, and He's not going to allow nothing like that to happen in the United States or around the world. Before any of that happens, you're going to see Obamas and the Hillarys. All these people. I realize all these people had a hidden agenda of pedophiles, and this is what it's all about. My uncle was offered to participate in sex parties that these cartels in Mexico would traffic children to Hollywood to have sex with. We know this. My
Tell me about that, because my uncle was high-level Iran-Contra. He said the same thing about the CIA, and that's why he got out of it. Well, what did your uncle, brother Pablo Escobar, say about that?
My uncle was offered, like I told you, he was invited to all this. He was invited to participate in the trafficking of children in Colombia to see if he would allow, you know, to help out traffic children. My uncle's like, what? Like, listen, we're gangsters. My father was a gangster. We're not pedophiles. My father was never a pedophile. There were parties in Colombia where I would attend when I was a kid, and there were girls 14, 15 years old coming into parties, and there were no kids that age, but there were older men who wanted them. And my father would tell me, hey, some people like them young. My father was a gangster. He told me, I don't need younger women. I could have any woman I want. And he proved it. He had multiple women. So, like I said, it's like us who are really, you know, this is why I have so much hatred toward people who have, and I don't really have hate to nobody, but I have hatred towards people who involve themselves in child trafficking, because my family wants to stop it. And this is my uncle. This is why my uncle refused to be part of the deep state, because he was like, nah, if it involves having to traffic children so Hollywood elites can have sex with, fuck that. So now we're against all of that, and you know what I'm saying? And this is why we want to use the notoriety and the name that we have that scares bullies away to, on the Trump side. And you could, this is why I'm saying, you could come yourself and see how this works around here. Nobody touches my car. I have a beautiful car, not scratched, and I can take it anywhere, and nobody will touch it, because immediately when I get out, they see the Colombian flag, and they recognize me, they shut up. Rappers and detainers, they all worship my father. So all that, mentally, fucks with them when they realize, damn, this guy's on God's side. So that's what we need, more men like us to stand up and say to these people, we're not going to, none of this is going to happen, so... I'll go into it more further if you want, you know, in another time. But like I said, May 11th, Trump rally, and nothing is going to happen. I just trust God that there is a bigger plan than that.
All right. Well, we'll get your information, have you on as a guest. Very interesting. All right. I want to try to get more people on. We've got the great talk show host, Shane Dyer, coming up. So we'll do a little bit in the next hour, introduce him. And I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, and I'm sorry I bitch about it and stuff. I'm just really pissed off. Yeah, I love the crew. I love the listeners. I love everybody. But this is just getting insane. You got me to yell now. People ask why my voice is like this. I used to go to rallies where they'd say, no bullhorns. Back like 20 years ago, they would try to arrest you if you did. So I would scream full power without it. And that's what the voice.
Wow.
So, don't tempt me to scream now. I can barely talk. Let's go ahead and go to the next person.
All right. Let's go to Eric John. Eric John, you've been waiting patiently. Come on.
Hey, guys. Hey, Alex. It's really cool to talk to you, man.
You're following quite the character.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think Mr. Escobar kind of hit on something interesting. It actually goes very well with what I wanted to ask you, which is I'm an artist, but I'm also a very committed Quaker. And faith is very important to me. It's at the center of everything I try to do. And, you know, one thing I've realized in listening to you over the years, it can be very easy to lean into feelings of despair when you think about this stuff a lot. And I know, I'm sure you've had to deal with that a lot. And so I'm curious, what role does faith play for you in all your struggles and just all the stuff you have to read and go through all the time? And also, what role do you think that faith will play in general for the public? Considering, you know, what might be coming.
Well, I mean, I know God's real. It would take 10 hours to talk about it, but God's told me things that come true. I've been literally had like a voice tell me something, and then boom, something happens. Like, don't drive. And then a car runs the red light. I mean, it's happened a lot. And the most common thing is I'll wake up and there's not a clock in the room. And God says, get up and walk to the kitchen. It'll be 5:27. Get up now. And it's 5:27. The God's done it like probably 500 times to me since I was a kid. Like, hey, I'm here. There's something bigger. Was God show me, hey, I'm here. It's real. And so I've had so many things, and now I'm more and more know how to dial into it. So like right when I wake up now at about 5 o'clock in the morning, I keep my eyes closed. And then like, I haven't talked about this yet now, but it's just a new thing God's given me. And it's like, then I can like see a crystal ball and I can like see stuff and see things that are happening and but interpret it. But it's like, it's next, it's over the horizon future stuff. So quite frankly, the globals are scary. My powers are intensifying. But I think everybody's is. So do I believe in God? I absolutely know God's real. It's not that I believe in it. I've already experienced it. I know it. And I'm this imperfect vessel that God's trying to fire all this power through. And God wants all of you to do that too. So, I don't just rely on God. I depend on God. So I know God's real. And I know I'm an eternal being. So that's where I'm at. Stay there. I want to get your final comment on that. We'll take a few more comments and hand the baton to Jay Dyer. And then Chase Geyser. That will follow you on X.
Follow me at Real Chase Geyser. You can just tap on my profile pic. I'm the co-host here. And tap follow.
And we're Real Alex Jones. We appreciate all your help. This has been a good show. People like the train wreck.
I like it.
Back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads. sheets, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.